John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He's back once again. Of course, he's only back on the phone. One would think that after all this time that a kid from Jersey would come and visit once in a while.
It's because it's Jersey.
Is that what it is?
That's exactly what it is. Jersey, I wouldn't go back.
Because his sister probably never gets to see him. Right? Chris Epting is going to join us right now.
I'm Westchester County, actually.
Oh, I thought you were Jersey. I don't know why I thought
that. No, I'm Westchester, but I'm going to surprise you this summer. I've been to some of this summer, and I'm just going to appear mysteriously. We're going to have a hell of a conversation live and in person. Right.
We'll be on vacation.
Oh, this works that way.
We have spoken to Paul Rogers from Bad Company numerous times, and you want to talk about Bad Company by Bad Company and their Bad Company album.
So. Look, well, I've talked to him too, and as you know, Paul is a great guy. I love talking to him because Paul actually loves sort of unpacking great stories from the past.
Uh-huh.
I remember talking to him once, and he was describing how the actual name of the band came from a Western starring Jeff Bridges in 1972. They saw the poster, the film poster. But the story I always loved from Paul was about the, quote, theme song that he wanted to write for the band called Bad Company. You know, because he thought, you know, a lot of bands didn't have that, a song in their own name that would help sort of represent the mood and the attitude of the band. So he writes this song, but the thing that really amazes me about it, I can never hear this song without thinking about it, was that to create the proper atmosphere, Paul wanted to get out of the studio. He wanted this kind of hunting sound outside, so they literally went out to a field, up on a hill, under a full moon, dragged the gear out there, laid the cables out there, the mics, generators, and in one take, he recorded the song Bad Company under this English moon, and it's got this amazingly kind of romantic feel and vibe, and I think you hear it in the song. I think there is something a little bit different about his vocal. Look, the chord structure...
My mouth, hang on one second. My mouth is wide open from you telling me. You're telling me that this song was recorded outdoors, or was that just a demo?
No. What you hear on the record, according to Paul, was done outdoors under a full moon. I mean, again, they went out there. Look, there are instances. Yeah, I always think of the tune "The Boxer" by Simon and Garfunkel.
Mm-hmm.
That was recorded partially in a church. You know, sometimes there are atmospherics and acoustics you want to achieve. You know, the Beach Boys going to the bathroom to do the background vocals on "Good Vibrations." You hear these stories, you know, and I just think Paul's is so evocative to think about that kind of dramatic vocal. You've got this great song that uses the same chords and piano figures as the Joni Mitchell tune "Woodstock." That sort of feels kind of familiar already when you hear the tune, but to hear that raw vocal out there and to know that it was recorded like that, I think just gives it, you know, a very unique feel. And again, from one of the most soulful, bluesy voices of his generation, he really delivers on that tune.
I'm still in shock. I'm just going to go to the song,
okay.
Chris, because in all honesty, you have amazed us with stories before, but this one tops them all. He's Chris Epting. His book, If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 Lyrical Lines That Helped Define the 70s, and We're Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.